This is Scott Becker with the Brief Becker's Healthcare Podcast. And this is a discussion on five thoughts on leadership. And this comes out of a discussion with people that are working on developing a curriculum for leadership and had the great pleasure to be interviewed and discuss some of these thoughts with them. And I'll go through five of these thoughts on leadership. The first one is this concept, and I hear it often. Some of these thoughts I hear often in my podcast I do with leaders and their thoughts on leadership. So the first one is saying yes, volunteering. Taking your head up from your current job to volunteer, to offer to serve on committees, to be in different roles, to sort of say yes and volunteer and be open to these concepts of leadership, being open to joining organizations, committees, departments, stepping up for leadership in your group, your team, your system, whatever it might be. It's saying yes and volunteering for leadership and then doing so with enthusiasm. It doesn't mean you have to be rah-rah enthusiasm. But the message has to be clear that I want to do this. I don't have to do this. I want to do this. And there's a big difference. This attitude of I get to do this. I'm excited to do this versus I have to do it. But the concept of saying yes. The second thing we think about is communication skills. Very hard today to be a leader without ultimately pretty refined, pretty good communication skills. And they can be very authentic communication skills. But you've got to be able to speak well, write well, and communicate in short form well. More and more of this communication is whether it's on video or it's on text or email or whatever it might be, is being able to communicate well, speak, write, short form, all kinds of communication to be able to do them well. Third issue we talk about often is emotional intelligence. And there's got to be a certain amount of just intelligence added to this emotional intelligence, but emotional intelligence. And we all know people that in their careers are so good at what they do, but they've been held back in leadership because they just turn people a little bit the wrong way. They either don't hit things right, they don't view relationships as multifaceted, they view it as a give-take, I'm getting this from you, you're giving this to me. Nothing worse than a leader like that. But life is really a mix of things. There's a lot of that's unspoken, there's a lot of it's great direct communication, and there's a whole lot to emotional intelligence that's sometimes hard to define, but so critical for leaders. And there is a sort of likability or respect factor that's part of this emotional intelligence as well. The fourth thing we talk about often is that leaders probably have to be more driven and more excited and more motivated than the average person. And we always talk about in organizations, it's okay to have a job where you're really plugging in as a job to make a living. It's okay to have a career or a profession or to want to be a leader. But there are often two different things, understanding what you want, what you're trying to do, and understanding that one often requires more commitment in certain ways than the other. Just having a job is a serious, serious commitment. It's showing up every day. It's doing the job. It's often doing what the tasks are that you're supposed to do. And it's serious work. And it could be brutal work if they're long shifts or hard work. Then there's being a leader is almost a job without a clock, or often can be, though you have to take care of your mental and physical health as well. But often there's a difference in commitment levels. Both are very, very important. And sometimes people are just efficient at leadership or not. But there is a difference. And ultimately, to be a leader, to run an organization, a multifaceted organization, often takes a lot of drive and energy and effort, and often a lot of hours as well. Fifth is you almost always have to build credibility and be great at the core job that got you to the job of leadership. So if you're not, for example, great at whatever it is in your system, if the system originally you were a nurse, became CNO, became chief executive, you better at some point have been great at the first job if you want to have credibility going into other jobs. The same thing if you ran a department, you did something else, ran a business, you better be good at that core job if you want to move into leadership. And it's always having this eye on the prize of having guys open to volunteer and say yes and look to the future, but always staying grounded and doing great in the first job, the first task you have to do. And I guess I'll add on to all of this concept of taking care of oneself physically and mentally. At the end of the day, you can't do this for very long. There's this old book about the corporate athlete. And but one of the concepts that bleeds through a lot of stuff is you have to take care of yourself mentally and physically if you're to do great at this stuff. And just want to share that as well. In any event, thank you for listening to this version of the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Thank you very much.